The commander at Fort Hood said today that the soldier who opened fire at the army base may have been arguing with another soldier just before the shooting. Jenna Pittaway has the latest on yesterday's shooting.
This afternoon, military officials identified Specialist Ivan A. Lopez as the gunman responsible for killing 3 and wounding 16 at Fort Hood before shooting himself. Officials also said that Lopez had a history of psychiatric illness, even though he had no unusual incidents on his record. Texas Senator John Cornyn held a press conference today in Texas and emphasized the importance of identifying people who are genuine threats without stigmatizing those who aren't. Val Vincent Reyes is a retired lieutenant colonel who was deployed to Fort Hood after the first shooting there in 2009.
30% of the warfighters coming back from OIF and OIF have disability ratings, whether it's from injury or psychological injury. That's the highest that's ever been.
Officials are investigating whether an altercation occurred between Lopez and other soldiers right before the shooting. Soldiers with PTSD often have to relearn how to react in tense situations.
When the person sees that he or she is again confronted with a threat, the person will want to fight back. That conditioned response is that anger, irritation, you know, the generated sense of feeling that one is superhuman. That's where anger is associated with PTSD.
Reyes says most soldiers returning home just want to see their families and go back to normal life. But the military should consider a more extensive evaluation of their mental state before releasing them. Jenna Pittaway, Annenberg Radio News.